Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing practitioner, a spiritual energy healer, an author, a speaker, and a bunch of other stuff. I help people to gain understanding and clarity about who they are and what's important in their lives and how to create the life they truly desire. And I started all of this because I realized that my life was not what I truly desired, and I wanted to make those changes. I decided I wanted a life that I could enjoy. And so that led me to realizing that I needed to release, and I needed to release tons of stuff. It's amazing how much we've taken in our lives. When I ask guidance, you know, like, how many different beliefs do I have? They say, oh, there's millions of them. So when you start down that path to releasing, it's not like you have to just release two or three beliefs. It's a matter of getting to the core beliefs. And I'm still working at that. Even after 20 years, I'm much better, going much deeper. Things are happening much more quickly. But I think I'm still working on getting to those very core beliefs, which apparently are beyond what we've been taught to believe, you know, like the belief that I'm not enough. While that is a deep belief, it's actually something deeper. So it's this wonderful discovery that you get to go through, where you get to find out the truth of who you are and how to make the changes that you really can feel in your life. So that's what I do, and that's why I do it, because it's not just about the people I work on, it's also about me. And I've learned a lot about myself as a result of the people that I've worked on. And it's always very interesting to me what we go through, what we learn about ourselves. That's one of the things I like about it, you know, it's the whole discovery kind of thing. So if you are looking to have a deeper understanding of yourself or your life, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646 716-5045. And I'm also a conscious channel, so I can help you to talk to your guides, your angels, whomever it is you've decided that you want to talk to in your life. And talking with them really has an eye-opening kind of an experience, because they will tell you the truth. And we're not always ready to listen to the truth. We have these beliefs about, you know, God and angels and right and wrong and what's allowable and acceptable and all of this other stuff. And my guide has pretty much blown all of that out of the water. And they're teaching me the simple basics of life. And so now when I have a conversation with someone who's still in the, everything is so complicated, and I got this, you know, and I am telling them, no, that's actually not true. All you need to know is what you believe, and to start letting those beliefs go. And it has a profound impact on every area of your life. And it does, and I've seen this time after time. And when I'm with someone who isn't ready to really look at that truth, it's okay. I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, it used to be, I thought, okay, I need to talk to them. I need to change their mind. I need to open them up to the truth. That's what I'm here for. No, I just need to accept them. Accept them exactly as they are. And give them the freedom to be who they are being. That's it. That's what I'm here to do. Now, if you want to change, great, wonderful. We'll work on it. But if you don't want to change, great, wonderful. Stay exactly as you are. Because when you finally reach the point where you realize you're not happy with your life, with your choices, then you'll call me up and we'll work on it. And until then, everything is absolutely fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And that's one of the interesting things, you know, that my guide was talking about life. That there is absolutely nothing wrong. So if you have questions about your life, or you're looking for, you know, what little things can you start doing, or what things can you let go of, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you want to talk to me, don't forget to press the number 1. Because if you don't press the number 1, then it shows up that you've called in, but not that you actually are looking to talk to me. And you can just listen. That's fine with me. I have no problem at all with that. But if you do have a question, don't forget to press the number 1. And I find it interesting that some people have very deep and profound questions about their lives, and they're afraid to get the answers. They're afraid that the answer is going to be whatever the religious beliefs that they were taught, you know, that God's going to say that they were wrong and that they have to be punished, and, you know, and you have to say 20 Hail Marys and whatever it is, because different religions teach you different things that you have to do to atone for your wrongdoing. My guidance, on the other hand, is always saying there is no wrong. There is no wrong, there is no right. Those are things that people make up. That's part of the stories that we create about ourselves and our lives. So what would your life be like if there was no wrong and there was no right? Can you imagine that? People were just living in the moment and just feeling in that moment. There was nothing to make up for, nothing to justify, nothing to explain. In each moment, you were simply being you and making the best choice that you could in that moment. And that's part of the beauty of life. That's part of the freedom of life. Because remember, we were given the freedom to choose. And we were also told that if we didn't choose right, that we would be punished, which means you don't actually have the freedom to choose. And guidance is always telling you, yes, you do have the freedom to choose. And you're not going to be punished. Although most people punish themselves. So it's not a matter of God, you know, smiting you or whatever it is that you might believe. It's a matter of you deciding that you need to be punished. It's a matter of you not allowing yourself to have the freedom to be who you are. So when you are looking at yourself and your life and what you are creating, recognize that you really are more powerful than you believe. That you really do have more choices. That it's okay for you to be you. Okay, so I've been having this interesting week. Of course, yeah, every week is interesting in my life. I have an interesting life. I've come to that conclusion. And I'm always being shown things, being guided to things. And it's one of the things that I love about my life. And so this week, I've been seeing changes. Changes in the people that I deal with. And some of them are people that I've been working with for a long time, and I'm actually seeing these people change. And then pointing this out to them, and they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. And it's such a wonderful and amazing time of discovery. And I love the energy that we're in now that is opening us up to these discoveries, to these changes, to this ability to just let go. Okay, we are going to go to our first caller now, and our first caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Blair. Is it okay that I called?
Hello, Blair. I haven't heard from you in ages. How are you?
I know. Is it all right that I'm calling you?
Why wouldn't it be?
I just want to make sure it's okay with you.
I'm not sure why it shouldn't be okay.
Okay, good. I could use your assistance because something opened up to me this week that was just some terror past, let's put it that way. And I'm just been doing a lot of energy work on myself to get myself sorted and raise my vibration. And I've just sort of been turned around a bunch of times, and I am just having a little, I just could use some assistance in finding my center, let's put it that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me check in and see. Okay, so they're showing me an image of you, and it's like you're uncluttering yourself. You're looking in old boxes and finding things that you kept hidden for a long time. And now you're pulling them out and you're really looking at them. And some of them are having, like, I'm just seeing this jolt of energy hitting you when you're looking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good way. It's not a good way.
Okay. So let's do some dear innate statements to in a way, we're going to be diffusing some of the stuff that you're pulling out so that when you look at it, you don't even have to have that jolt or whatever you want to call that energy that's sitting in. It's to remove the triggering that's happening. Okay, that's what they say. Okay. So, just repeat after me, and we'll see where they take us. Okay. Here we go. Here it is, safe for me to look at my life.
I heard a beep there. It's dear innate. Well, I missed something about my life. I missed the birth purpose.
Okay. It is safe for me to look at my life.
Okay. Dear innate, it is safe for me to look at my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the triggers.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release the triggers.
Dear innate, I am moving forward on my path.
Dear innate, I am moving forward on my path.
Dear innate, I am not who I used to be.
Dear innate, I am not who I used to be.
Dear innate, I release the old identities.
Dear innate, I release the old identities. And can I also say, dear innate, I release the old entities.
You can say that if you want to. I don't really see that that's a problem.
Okay, because one of those boxes, let's put it that way, and I encountered someone in my soul group yesterday who I got triggered by the fear that she had, and she was basically saying, like, you have I'm like, it was just a lot of dark stuff. Something's been going on. Let's put it that way. Because again, these boxes, we'll just go back to the boxes.
Okay. I'm getting that it's more of the energies that you're taking on from others as opposed to entities. So,
okay.
Dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Scare and eight, I release the need to take on other people's energy.
Scare and eight, I release the need to take on other people's energies.
Scare and eight, I am only responsible for myself.
Scare and eight, I am only responsible for myself.
Scare and eight, it is safe for me to clear my life.
Scare and eight, it is safe for me to clear my life.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. Scare and eight, I release the sadness and despair.
Scare and eight, I release the sadness and the despair.
Scare and eight, I release the fear.
Scare and eight, I release the fear.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of life.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of life.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of moving forward.
I think that's what triggered it, really. Scare and eight, I release the fear of moving forward.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of letting go.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of letting go.
Scare and eight, I release the fear of who I am becoming.
Ooh, that's a hard one for me right now. Dear Nate, I release the fear of who I'm becoming.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of not knowing who I am.
Yes. Dear Nate, I release the fear of not knowing who I am.
Take a nice deep breath.
You know,
Go ahead.
I was going to let you go ahead.
Okay. Scare and eight, I release the need to be in control.
Yeah. Scare and eight, I release the need to be in control.
Scare and eight, it is safe for me to be uncontrolled.
Yeah, which I've actually been allowing myself to be that, and I guess it just sort of freaks the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be uncontrolled.
Take a nice deep breath after that.
I feel like a wild woman. That's like the wild horses. It's like you're just... It's like you're crazy, you know, like it's not, it's wild and free. It's beautiful, but it just feels like crazy. That's what it
Scare
is. That's what I think feels like is in another dimension. It's just like, you're just in another dimension. Like this is like alarm bells, like, I don't know, not going as planned.
All right. Scare and eight, I allow myself to experience freedom.
Scare and eight, I allow myself to experience freedom.
Scare and eight, it is safe for me to experience freedom.
Scare and eight, it is safe for me to experience freedom.
Scare and eight, even though it scares me, I choose to be free.
urinate, even though it scares me, I choose to be free.
Urinate, I am meant to be free.
Dear innate, I admit to be free.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I cut the ties to the past.
Dear innate, I allow myself to step forward on my path.
Dear innate, I allow myself to step forward on my path.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all of the chains and shackles.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release all the chains and the shackles.
Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I call my power back to me.
Dear innate, I call my power back to me.
Dear innate, I choose what happens in my life.
Dear innate, I choose what happens in my life.
Dear innate, I am never a victim.
Dear innate, I am never a victim.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I know how to create my life.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I know how to create my life.
Dear innate, I allow myself the freedom to live.
Dear innate, I allow myself the freedom to live. Dear innate, I release all suffering now. Dear innate, I release all need to suffer now. Sorry, I'm just free-flowing.
I allow all of the boxes to be open.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that. You don't understand, there's like this like shock terror that like comes, that it's like this freeze feel, it's like a post-traumatic stress type of thing that comes up, that it's, the only word is, it's just terrifying. This is terrifying.
I understand, but the only way that will change is if you accept that the boxes are open and that you are still okay.
I just keep thinking this is a distraction. This is a distraction. Just focus on where you want to go. It's a distraction.
And that's why you have to accept it. Then it's not distracting you anymore.
Dear innate, I accept that I can open all the boxes. Dear innate, I accept that I open all the boxes. Dear innate, I accept that I am safe with all the boxes open. Dear innate, I am okay with all of my boxes. Dear innate, I throw out all my boxes. Dear innate, I transmute all my boxes into light. Dear innate, I no longer allow myself to be controlled by the boxes.
Dear innate, I accept the boxes exactly as they are.
I wish wish I never had the boxes.
That's why you have to accept them exactly as they are. This is taking your power back from the boxes.
I get it. It's just... I just wanted, like, a pure life, and it just fucked it up. It just, like, I just walked right into it.
But we're clearing it out now. So
I know.
Dear Nate, I accept the boxes exactly as they are.
Dear Nate, I accept the boxes exactly as they are.
Dear Nate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, I accept myself exactly as I am.
Dear Nate, there is nothing wrong.
Dear Nate, there is nothing wrong.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I allow the angels to come in and clear the energy of the boxes.
Dear Nate, I accept the angels to come in and clear the energy from the boxes.
Dear Nate, the boxes are diffused.
Dear Nate, the boxes are diffused.
Dear Nate, I release all of the boxes.
Dear Nate, I release all the boxes.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to letting the boxes go.
Dear Nate, I release the resistance to letting the boxes go.
Dear Nate, the boxes are not me.
Dear Nate, the boxes are not me.
Dear Nate, the boxes have no power over me.
Dear Nate, the boxes have no power over me.
Dear Nate, the boxes are gone.
Dear Nate, the boxes are gone.
Take a nice deep breath. Wow, how does that feel?
Yeah, I feel better, and I also... There's these thoughts, you know? It's like there's just confusion, I think, and just, you know, how did I run into that again? I know I wanted to clear, and it's time, so I could step into the next step of my journey. So, okay. I've been posting on my Facebook and Instagram. I'm wondering, like, I don't know, maybe I should be deleting what I posted because it was like I've been swimming in fucked up energy, but then it's sort of like just be okay with whatever, it doesn't matter, and just remove the judgment. I don't know. And, yeah, so I don't know. What do you think about that? I don't even know where to start deleting because this has been going on for a couple. I've been going through this transition for like let's put it this way. I just got more intense the last couple days. Put it that way. It was fine.
Okay.
I was understanding everything, and then it was just like, in a way, just like shit hit the fan the last like 24 hours. It just got really intense with the full moon.
Okay. Here in 8, I release all of this energy, even though I don't understand.
Dear at 8, I release all this energy even though I don't understand.
Dear at 8, I release the need to understand.
Dear at 8, I release the need to understand.
Dear at 8, I follow my heart.
Dear at 8, I follow my heart. That's what brought this on. That is exactly what brought this on. I followed my heart. I bought a new computer, and then it put me over the edge because I am reaching the limits with my credit card, and I've been basically living off the credit card again. And that is what put me in. That is what I think. That is what brought on a greater intensity of the terror. That's what did it.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I am not enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I am not enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I cannot have enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that I cannot have enough.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that enough is impossible. For me.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that enough is possible for me.
No, it's impossible for you.
Oh, dear Nate, I release the belief that enough is impossible. I want more than enough. But I release,
no.
Dear Nate, I release the belief that enough is impossible for me.
We want you to get to the understanding that enough means that you always have enough. And if you have enough and then you see something else that you want and it's more expensive, you have enough. And if you see something even more expensive, you have enough. You don't need to have more than enough because you always have enough. No
right,
how
okay,
much
yeah.
Is, you always have enough. Enough is actually a very expansive way of being. And most people see enough as very small, very limiting. So we're removing the limits from enough.
Yeah, I get that. Because that's the thing. I really have been allowing myself to be wild. Like, I test drove this Porsche. And because again, I was guided to go there and do it, and it was so exciting. And I got out of the car, and after I had that experience, because I've just been indulging myself and just doing these things that spirit just tells me to do, even though whatever, just bypassing the limiting beliefs, even they're just very small. They were very, very small. They are very small these days. And I did that, and I got out of that, and I was asking the guy, okay, well, how much does it, what's the base price, and this and that. I was asking, like, real questions about the car, and I left, and I was like, I think I'm really going to get that car. And it was just, I've been in such an expanded space of, I see all these things happening. I see all these things as possible. And I don't mean to go into this story, but I just, it really just came as such a. I'm just gonna let it go because it's. I know it's for my highest good to clear this stuff out. I actually was clearing out boxes the last couple of days. I was doing that. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so take a nice deep breath.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I still see that. That's where exactly where my mind just went. Because I think I also was building up with frustration and anger because Spirit keeps showing me horses, horses, horses. And I've been reaching out and I've been following everywhere Spirit takes me to this horse stable and that horse stable and reaching out to this horse person, and the anger has been building. And I know that that is that negative energy of like, just stop it. Don't be attached to the thing. And it's like, come on. I just feel it. It's there. It's there. And I just, that's making me think like, so that was part of the trigger too. It's like, you did this to yourself. But I don't think that's even wrong. That's incorrect. I just,
Dear Nate, I release all of the anger.
Dear Nate, I release all the anger.
Dear Nate, I release all of the frustration.
Dear Nate, I release all the frustration.
Dear Nate, I release all the ways I judge myself.
Dear Nate, I release all the ways I judge myself.
Dear Nate, I release all the stories that say I'm not enough.
Dear Nate, I release all the stories that say I am not enough.
Dear Nate, I just let it all go.
Dear Nate, I just let it all go.
Deep breath.
It just feels like so much changes, but then nothing changes. So that's that thought. Dear Nate, I release the belief that nothing ever changes. Or that, Dear Nate, I release the belief that everything changes and nothing changes.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't understand, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't understand, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I open my life to change.
Dear Nate, I open my life to change.
Deep breath.
There's this, maybe it's just leaving, but there's just this, well, no, I think it's still there. There's just anger and sadness and frustration of, like, it's almost a year since I had that horse experience, and I've been fucking chasing that. And I know it's don't chase it, but I've been chilling out and then chasing it ever since. And it's like, what the fuck, a whole year? This makes me mad, and I've been following up with people, and I just want people to come after me. I mean, not in a stalker way, but like to follow up with me and the opportunities to come in. I want to start traveling. I've been wanting to do that for almost a year. September, we're almost there again.
Okay, let's do a little bit more. Dear Nate, it is safe for me to have desires.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to have desires.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to attract what I desire.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to attract my desires.
Dear Nate, my desires are my desires.
What? Dear Nate, my desires are my desires.
Dear Nate, the universe fulfills my desires.
That's a good one. Dear Nate, the universe fulfills my desires.
Dear Nate, I do not have to work hard. What I desire comes to me.
In what universe? Yeah. Dear Nate, I do not have to work hard. my desires come to me. Remember those experiences? Remember that life? Where the fuck is that life? That parallel universe?
Dear Renate, I have clarity about attracting my desires.
Dear Renate, I have clarity about attracting my desires.
Dear Renate, I am open to my life changing.
Dear Renate, I am open to my life changing.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fear and anger of the past.
Dear Renate, I release all the fear and the anger of the past.
Dear Renate, I release all of the ways that I identify with the fear and anger of the past.
Dear Renate, I release all the ways that I identify with the fear and the anger and the disappointment of and the frustration and the sadness and the resentment and the isolation and the abandonment and the loneliness of the past.
Dear Renate, I release any resistance to letting it all go.
Dear Renate, I release any resistance to letting it go. Dear Renate, I fully and completely release my old identity.
Dear Renate, even though I may not believe it, I let it all go.
Dear Renate, even though I've done this 1,000 times, I let it all go. Dear Renate, even though I don't might not believe it, I let it go.
Dear Renate, I focus on my desires.
Dear Renate, I focus on my desires.
Dear Renate, I am excited about my desires.
That's what gets me into trouble. I know that sounds bad, but like that's it's this old patterning of the desire is exciting. It's exciting. It's exciting, and then there's anger. that's where my stopping point is. I fully understand that. Okay.
Okay.
What was this?
We're gonna change it, so that's okay. Dear Renate, I am excited by my desires.
Dear Renate, I am excited by my desires.
Dear Renate, I am creating my desires.
Dear Renate, I am creating my desires.
Dear Renate, I easily create my desires.
Dear Renate, I easily create my desires.
Dear Renate, my desires flow into my life with grace and ease.
Dear Renate, my desires flow into my life with grace and ease, even though I have not, I don't know, difficult.
Dear Renate, the universe knows my excitement and brings me more.
Dear Renate, the universe knows my excitement and brings me more.
Dear Renate, the only things that I create are the things that I desire.
Dear Renate, the only things that I create are the things that I desire.
Dear Renate, I break the patterns of the past.
Dear Renate, I break the patterns of the past.
Dear Renate, I recognize my power.
Dear Renate, I recognize my power.
Dear Renate, I get out of my own way.
Dear Renate, I get out of my own way.
Dear Renate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Renate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Renate, I deserve the best.
Dear Renate, deserve the best.
Year in 8, I allow my wealth body to develop.
Year in 8, I allow my wealth body to develop.
Year in 8, I am guided to what is best for me.
Year in 8, guided to what is best for me.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. Notice what is different. And if you find yourself going back into an old pattern, immediately stop. Do not look at it. Do not analyze it. Do not beat yourself up about it. Make a list of the things that you desire. If you find yourself going into an old pattern, pull out the list of your desires and read it. And keep reading it until that is the only thing you are thinking, the only thing you are feeling. You've got to break the habit of going back into that garbage from the past. And the only way to do that is to only focus on what you desire.
And if you're going to be saying
that you can't do that, ignore it and focus on what you desire.
Right. Okay. I'm having compassion for myself here because I'm being reminded that this is a new muscle that I am developing because I was so there for a matter of several weeks and it was so amazing. So amazing. So fine. If you have a dip, then that's okay because I'm learning how to walk in this new place and how to fly, how to just be this new person. So,
yes.
Yeah. The stuff on Facebook, should I delete? My concern is just over, it's a little bit of the, hey, present yourself in a nicer light, that maybe perfectionism thing. But I think it's also the energy. I don't want people's energy on feeling bad or judging or whatever. Go ahead.
Write something new, expressing what it is that's important to you, what it is that you desire in your life. If you want to share with them that you're going through, you're clearing, you realize that this stuff was coming up and now you're letting it go, then that's great. Just be real. Be honest. And don't go back in the past and get stuck in all that crap. You don't need to go there.
Right. I was actually that's what I was coming to mind when you were saying noticing what's changed. I thought you were talking about, it comes through different layers. So I was thinking as of right now, how the energy, what shifted. And I was thinking while you were doing that stuff, I said, you know what? I'm going to give Barbara a shout out on my page. And, so that's what's coming through. And then you were just saying, hey, write something new. Because you know what? That's the thing. I've always been a real person. Obviously everybody's a real person, but I'm talking about everyone always says, oh, so honest when I share. Real, but the word is honest. You're so honest with everything that you share. And I've just been doing it. Just let it all hang out. I feel like part of me just doesn't, I don't care. I really don't care. I feel like I care less and less. I made this video on Instagram and I think I look terrible on it because who really looks good? You have to fix yourself if you're going to make a video with your phone and you have to hold it a certain distance and you got to do your hair and your makeup. And I didn't do any of that. I just wanted to make a video this morning. And I don't look good, but it's just up there. I feel like it's just it is what it is. Like, this is, I don't know my reason for it. I think that's what my soul just wants to express it. I don't really understand. I don't know. You know, I guess it's, you know what it is? I guess the healing's no longer a secret. I think of, like, I think before, you know, the same reason why I used to use a different name on here. It's like, you know, that was embarrassing that, like, you just share your cleaned up version once you've healed through whatever dark stuff. And it's like, whatever, this shit still happens. And it's like, just there's no shame in my game, I guess, not as much anymore or whatever, because it just, every healer has it. And if a healer doesn't share, like, I always appreciate when healers share it with me or teachers share it with me, because people try to present themselves as, like, holier than now, and it's like, you're not. Like, you go through stuff too. So
yeah. So one of the things that they're saying that you should do with this video, since you say you look horrible and all that, is watch it. And while you're watching it, say, dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am. Keep doing that until you can watch it and feel absolute joy over who you are.
You know, I don't recognize myself. That's the thing. I don't really recognize myself sometimes when I look at myself in the mirror. Like, in that video, I see my father's, like, face. Like, I have the same shaped face as him, and the eyes, like, similar to his. Like, I don't really recognize myself these days.
That's a part of accepting yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
So watch the video and accept yourself.
Okay, I wrote that down. All right. Well, thank God for you. Thank God for you being here. And thank God for you being okay with me calling you. So I appreciate that.
I'm always okay with you calling. It's no problem.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff, so I'll just let that go.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Barbara. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are welcome, and enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now we are going to the caller from area code 203. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Michelle. What can I do for you today?
Hi. Well, I'm actually not sure if I spoke to you in the past 9 weeks, but 9 weeks ago I had a really bad fall, and I had a terrible, terrible wrist injury. And then I had a really gruesome experience with the cast crushing me, and it might have done permanent damage to me. So it's like it's actually 10 weeks now, and I'm still really trying to recover, trying to figure out, you know, when I can go back to work, which is supposedly in like 2 weeks, but I don't know if I'm really going to be ready. And then, of course, I go back to a job that I hate, so I'm considering, you know, trying to make a change. So that's kind of where I stand now. I don't really know how the injury is going to affect the rest of my, you know, my working this year, and, you know, my ability to do something more in line with what makes me happy. I just don't know what I'm capable of.
Okay. I'm checking in with your energy now to see what it's showing me. Okay, so part of the reason why this all happened was because you were going every day to a job that you really didn't want to go to. And there was a part of you that decided that you needed a way out.
Yeah.
And so you found a way out. We find interesting ways out sometimes. So this was just the way out. This gave you a reason, a legitimate reason, a reason you could accept for not going to that job, because you were not willing to accept that it just wasn't the right job for you. You were not willing to accept that you should just change jobs. There was a part of you that said, this is where I am. This is where I have to stay. I do not have a choice. And so your body gave you a choice so that you didn't have to go to that job. Definitely find something you really enjoy doing and do that. Don't go back into that job that you... Oh, it just feels so wrong for you.
Yeah.
If you do, your body will find another way to get you out of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm very injured. My livelihood depends on this arm getting better. And I'm getting a little better, you know, sometimes you take a step forward and then a couple of steps back type thing. But all in all, I mean,
that part of the reason why it's not getting better is because when it gets better, you're going to go back to what you don't want to go back to.
Well, okay, so my plan is to try to find something else. And then when I go back, hopefully I won't go back for more than 3 weeks to a month. You know what I mean?
Why do you need to go back at all?
Well, because I also need to test out my capabilities of enduring anything. This injury is really, like I said, it could be a permanent, there's potentially permanent damage, and it's very hard. I mean, I've had a gruesome situation, but while I'm getting better, if I go back and I can't do as well as I would like, then I might have to go back on disability. But if I change jobs, that disability wouldn't be available to me, and then I might, you know, I want to go to it. I want to transition when I know that I'm capable of, because it's a big thing to start a new job, you know. And I want to just feel capable.
Actually, you want it to be safe.
Safe. But I need it to be, I need my hand to be
That's
well enough not to be, making excuses why I can't do a new job. So.
Okay.
I mean, I could extend my disability, perhaps. You know,
it's kind of like you've gotten yourself in a catch-22, you know. You're going back to a job, but you really don't want to go back to that job. You want your body to be healthy and strong, but you really don't want it to be completely healthy and strong, because then you have to go back to that job, and if you prove that you're healthy and strong enough to go back to that job, then you may end up just being stuck in that job. So you really don't want to be completely healthy and strong, because then you're stuck with that job.
Well, you know, maybe on some level, but on a real level, I want my hand to be perfectly well. And they may force me, disability may force me back to work, whether this is 50% operational. It's not even 50% operational at this point. I may be forced back to work. And if I get forced back to work, obviously that's my job now. But I am trying to get a new job. So I don't see myself being in this old job for, like I said, more than 3 weeks to a month, you know. And it would help me test the waters of just going to work every day and seeing how I'm faring.
Okay. One of the things about guidance and how they work is if you say you want something, like you're saying that you want to switch to a new job.
Yeah.
You have to give them the freedom to bring it to you in the best way possible. Right now you're saying you want to switch to a new job, but you have to go back to the old job. You have to be at that old job for around 3 weeks. You have to prove things at that old job. You have to know that everything is in place and that you are finally able to do what you need to do. So you have all of these conditions on you actually finding that wonderful, perfect job that would give you everything that you desire. You're not just open to having that. You have all of these conditions, these stories that you've created about what has to happen before you can have that wonderful job.
But wait a minute, that's not exactly the case, because I'm on disability and I'm not well enough yet. I'm just not well enough yet. And that's the truth. My hand is recovering. Recovering means it's not there yet. So at that point where you think it may be well enough for you to go back to work, I don't want to go back. I don't want to take a job. And I think, you know, like wishful thinking, I want to know what I'm capable of doing. And the hand is not well enough yet, but every day it recovers. And in 2 weeks, my prospective date to go back to work, the old job, is 2 weeks. And it's sort of, it may be forced on me. I'm not totally sure. And I won't know. I really, really, really don't know if I'm capable of doing any work until I try. And because I'm not recovered yet. But at that point, when they say you're recovered, then you have to go in and use your hand all day long, do and drive to work and get up and dress yourself. 2 weeks ago, I couldn't dress myself. That's how bad the hand is. You see what I'm saying? Now I can.
Do.
Yeah, now I have some capability, but not all capability. So I'm just saying that it's a necessity to play it logically and don't take a job until at least I go back to the old job for a week, you know, or two to say, hey, my hand is good enough or my hand isn't good enough, you know?
So what is it that you really love to do?
Well, that's, I'm you know, approaching retirement, and I've got a daughter in college. So what I do is what I do, you know. I'm an engineer, and I just don't like this particular job I'm doing at this company. And sometimes, you know, you never know what you're going to get. It could be equally as bad. You just don't know. You walk into these jobs, and it's cutthroat, and you just don't know. Or sometimes it can be, wow, this is a pretty good fit. So this is what I do. You know, I'm an engineer.
Yes, but what would you love to do?
I'd love to sit around and do nothing. So, but I don't have anything I love to do, because that's the only thing I've done for my whole career. There are parts of the job that are better than others, you know, like, so maybe playing more into those parts of the job rather than other parts.
Okay. Well, what they want us to do is to do some of those dear innate statements, and it's really about cleaning up your energy, because there is a whole lot of confusing, yucky, gunky stuff in your energy. And they say if your energy is cleared up, then you'll have more clarity about who you are and what it is that you really enjoy doing, what it is you desire, so that you can begin to create a life that you love, that you wake up in the morning and you look forward to going and doing the work that you do, that you walk in smiling and you work with people that you care about and people who care about you, and you have the physical ability to do whatever it is that you have decided to do. So they want to clear up your energy so that you can live a happy life. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So just repeat the phrases that I say, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, it is time for me to change.
Dear innate, it is time for me to change.
Dear innate, I release the energy of my job.
Dear innate, I release the energy of my job.
Dear innate, I release the negativity of my job.
Dear innate, I release the negativity of my job.
Dear innate, I allow my job to change.
Dear innate, I allow my job to change.
Dear innate, I give my body permission to heal.
Dear innate, I give my body permission to heal.
Dear innate, I will no longer create.
Dear innate, I will no longer create.
Mm-hmm. What I used to create.
Why wouldn't
I
want to create? Oh, what I used to create.
Yeah, we don't want to create the same job, the same energy, the same yuckiness. No, you're going to create something brand new. Dear innate, I recognize my desires.
Dear innate, I recognize my desires.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have clarity about what is important to me.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have clarity about what is important to me.
Dear innate, I create what I desire in my life.
Dear innate, I create what I desire in my life.
Dear innate, I am not bound or tied to my past.
Dear innate, I am not bound or tied to my past.
Dear innate, I have power now.
Dear innate, I have power now.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life now.
Dear innate, I am moving forward with my life now.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear innate, I accept myself exactly as I am now.
Dear innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear innate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear innate, I allow my hand to heal.
Dear innate, I allow my hand to heal.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have full use of my hand.
Dear innate, I allow myself to have full use of my hand.
Dear innate, I allow my healthy body to help me create my wonderful life.
Dear innate, I allow my healthy body to create my wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I am open to change.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Dear innate, I am enough.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It's positive. It's very positive. And it is clarifying. The thing, though, Barbara, is that I do really want my hand to heal.
Yeah, I can feel that. And your hand wants to heal. It wants to be completely usable to you. It really fully wants to be restored. That is what your hand wants.
Yeah, I'm working very hard every day with the physical therapy exercises and everything I can do. And it's sort of, in a way, it's, you know, like I said, they said there might be permanent
damage. I'm not seeing if there's any permanent damage. I'm seeing that your hand is coming fully back into alignment, that it really is working for you. You just need to make sure that you are allowing it to work for you. Don't put limitations on your hand.
Don't let other people put limitations on it either. but I'll tell you what happens is my right hand doesn't have full, that's my dominant hand, and my left hand gets very fatigued sometimes. You know, to the point where it's unusable some days. You know what I mean? Like, you can overdo it with the left.
Right.
And then you're sitting there, you have no hands. Now you have, so I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I not do too much? You know, and it's a learning process, and you have to compensate. I just don't want to go back.
Let's give your body some instructions. Okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, my body always lets me know when I should stop.
Dear innate, my body always lets me know when I should stop.
Dear innate, my body always protects itself.
Dear innate, my body always protects itself.
Dear innate, I always pay attention to my body.
Dear Nate, I always pay attention to my body.
Dear Nate, my hands are my tools.
Dear Nate, my hands are my tools.
Dear Nate, I keep my tools in good condition.
Dear Nate, I keep my tools in good condition.
Dear innate, I use my hands as I need to.
Dear innate, I use my hands as I need to.
Dear innate, my hands get stronger.
Dear innate, my hands get stronger.
Dear innate, I know that my hands are here for me.
Dear innate, I know my hands are here for me.
Dear innate, I trust my body.
Dear innate, I trust my body.
Take a nice deep breath.
Well, I hope I figure out how to make good decisions with the next job. You know?
You're going to say that you do make good decisions, but sometimes you decide not to pay attention to your own good decisions. So, dear innate, I accept that I make good decisions.
Dear innate, I accept that I make good decisions.
Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear innate, I accept that I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am creating my life.
Dear innate, I am creating a life that is better than I have ever imagined.
Dear innate, I am creating a life that better than I have ever imagined.
Dear innate, I am understanding what brings me joy.
Dear Nate, I am understanding what brings me joy.
Dear Nate, I am bringing more and more joy into my life.
Dear Nate, I am bringing more and more joy into my life.
Dear Nate, I am excited about the life I am creating.
Dear Nate, I am excited about the life I am creating.
Dear Nate, no one else has power over me.
Dear Nate, no one else has power over me.
Dear Nate, it is my time to fully live my life.
Dear Nate, it is time for me to fully live my life.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Nate, I completely love and accept myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I am beautiful, I am healthy, I am powerful, I have value.
Dear Nate, I am beautiful, I am healthy, I am powerful, and I have value.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
It feels good. It feels like maybe I'm more capable of making some good decisions.
You are capable of making wonderful decisions. How does your hand feel now?
The hand feels the same.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, it's you know, they told me it's a year to get back to normal, but I'm just hoping for better.
Well, you know, they are telling you what they have experienced and what they've read in books, and, you know, and we accept what they say because we know they've read lots of books and had lots of experience. I had aneurysms behind my eyes, and so they had to cut into my head and go in there and remove those and come back out. And after they did, my sense of smell was completely gone. And they told me that I would probably never get it back because something like that, you know, it's just too traumatic. Your body can't compensate. And they were wrong. And these were some extremely highly paid doctors in, you know, hospitals known throughout the world that told me that I would never be able to smell anything again. And they were wrong. And they were wrong because I decided that I was going to be able to smell again. That was the decision I made. And so I took their decision and threw it out the window.
Well, I do feel like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, work through this fast, and I'm trying to fix it myself and, you know, do better. And I feel encouraged that they're wrong, but, it is what it is, but I have felt encouraged. Yesterday I stopped feeling a little as encouraged because it's like, you know, it reaches a point where it's not getting too much better quickly. Like, it's getting, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, the exercises you do, they do a little good, and then something else breaks. You know, something else isn't doing so good. You know, but all you can do is keep working at it.
They're showing me a vision of you, and you are laying on this beautiful table, and there is a group of angels standing around you, and they are putting energy into your hand and into different areas in your body where it needs to be. So tonight, when you go to bed,
Ask the angels to come and work on you while you sleep.
Okay.
And you can ask them to
well,
do that
you.
As many nights as you want to. You know, you can do it over and over. They don't mind. They don't get paid overtime, and they're okay with that. They're laughing when they say that. Okay. They want to work with you, but they can't work with you unless you let them. So you have
okay.
to ask them to come and work with you, and they will.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
And they are showing you that your life really is going to get so much better, and you are actually going to be happy, and you are going to be doing something that you love, and you love it so much that even though you're supposed to be retiring and sitting back and eating bonbons and watching TV, you're going to choose to do what you love. It's an expression of you, and it feels really good for you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
But
thank you.
You're welcome. And let me know how it goes.
Okay. I will. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're
bye.
Welcome, Michelle. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Hold on, because my computer went into power saving mode. When I'm working with people, I close my eyes as though I don't know what's happening until at the end when I open my eyes again. And now this computer is just playing that little loop over and over and over. There we go. Oh, coming back. Okay. Apparently it shut itself down completely. Boy, I didn't even know that. Alrighty. Now I have to wait for my computer to come back so that I can see the studio board and know what I need to do now. Well, we're actually almost out of time. I only have 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. So, if you ever want to ask me a question or something, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to answer it. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about what you are creating. And you really do have all of these wonderful, incredible, divine beings who are ready and willing to work with you. But you have to ask. Because you are the one who is making the choice. Your life can be so much more wonderful than you've ever imagined. And it's just a matter of you deciding that that is how it's going to be. And again, you know, God doesn't play favorites. What's available for one of us is available for all. So start opening up to the good things that are there for you and your life. You don't have to wait. You don't have to put it off. You don't have to be scared or worried. Just embrace. Embrace yourself. Embrace your life. Embrace who you are creating you.